Hey, Camden, come on over here. All right, you ready for this? This is a special day. Thank you guys for being here today, and Merry Christmas to all of you. I know not everybody here knows me, but my name is Nate Wallenberg, and I've served this congregation for 3 years now, and it has been an honor and a privilege to be here in Hoyleton. And I would have to say, out of all the things that I get to do in my ministry, baptisms are among my top favorite. And Jim was saying something like, oh, you're working on one of your only days off this week. Believe me, this is not work. This is wonderful. And it's the second day of Christmas. We don't have two turtle doves for you, but we have two children about to be claimed by God in holy baptism. So we just absolutely are rejoicing today. I'm using a microphone not because I think that you won't be able to hear me, but the reason why we do this, even for private baptisms, is because the microphone is the only way for the recording to pick me up. And what we're trying to do over the years is keep a recording, an audio recording of all of our children's baptisms, so that someday when they grow up, they could actually listen to their own baptism if they wanted to. So we're working on a whole database of these, so that's why I'm using a microphone today. So could I have Cam and Atlee and parents and Chris? Are there other sponsors besides Chris or just Chris? Oh, okay. Come on up right here.
Camden.
Come on, bud. All right. Well, let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Could you tell me your name? What is your name? Truck? What is this child's full name?
Camden James Mentor.
Camden James Mentor. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. And how is this child named?
Atlee Rose Mentor.
Atlee Rose Mentor, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Camden and Atlee according to your boundless mercy and bless them with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through the saving flood, all sin in them, which has been inherited from Adam and which they themselves have committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that they be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, they would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. And so the two of you have been chosen to be sponsors for Camden and Atlee. And so I'll ask you, having heard these important responsibilities, is it your intention to serve Camden and Atlee and support them in the Christian faith? If so, then answer, yes, with the help of God.
Yes, with the help of God.
Yes.
God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together the prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Let's move up here to the font. Now, because especially Atlee is not able to speak for herself, and we're going to give Camden some help too, I'm going to ask the four of you to respond to the following questions on their behalf. Camden and Atlee, do you renounce the devil? If so, say, yes, I renounce them. If so, say, yes, I renounce him. Do you renounce all his works? If so, say, yes, I renounce them. Do you renounce all his ways? If so, say, yes, I renounce them. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, say, yes, I believe. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, say, yes, I believe. Camden and Atlee, do you desire to be baptized today? If so, say, yes, I do. Okay. All right, Camden, you're first. Ready for this? All right. Could you just lean your head right over this bowl here?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and lean forward. All right. Camden James Menner, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good job, bud.
Your turn.
All right.
Girlie's turn.
Okay, Atlee. All right. Atlee Rosemenner, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good job. Yay. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. Okay, I'm going to give you Camden's, and I'm going to give you Allie's. There you go. Receive these burning lights to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ. Be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which shall have no end. And I encourage you guys to keep those candles in a safe place and light them every year on December 26th to remind Camden and Atlee of their baptism day. One of the most ancient understandings of baptism in the history of the Christian church is that when a person is baptized, the name of Christ is placed upon them. So Camden and Atlee have Jesus' name placed upon their hearts in baptism. That will always be true for the rest of their lives. But another thing that has been part of Christian history is that when a child is baptized, we use that as an opportunity to talk about the significance of their given names. And so I looked up the names Camden and Atlee, and turns out Camden's name comes from a Scottish word that means a winding valley. I don't know if you knew that. You kind of look like you're a winding valley when you walk around here. But you know, at Christmas time, one of the things we talk about is that Jesus was born into this world to take all of our winding paths and make them straight. And so I was thinking about that for Camden, our prayer for you in baptism is that you're going to walk on a straight path in faith in Christ your whole life. And that's a blessing. And then Atlee's name is really cool. Atlee's name could either come from an old Norse mythological word, which is a really strong word. It has something to do with kings. But then I also saw that the name Atlee comes from Hebrew as well. There's a Hebrew word that actually means ornament. And I thought, well, that's perfect for baptism and Christmas, right? And of course, we pray that Atlee's baptism is this ornament that adorns her life forever. And so what an amazing couple of names we have today. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you both members of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother and sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. And let's welcome Camden and Atlee with a round of applause. You guys did great. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Camden and Atlee the new birth and holy baptism and made them members of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as they have now become your children, you would keep them in their baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, they may faithfully grow to lead godly lives to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And receive this blessing from the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. Okay, good job, you guys. You can go ahead and extinguish those candles.